Good morning, everyone, and welcome to episode number 20. Yeah, that's right, 20 episodes deep of Right Minded Gains, the common sense approach to health and fitness. Hope everyone is doing well. We are officially in March. We've been in March for a day or so already. It's pretty fucking wild. Spring is on its way, so thank God this fucking cold weather is about to beat it. It's still kind of cold in the morning, but the daytime has been getting better, so that's always solid. I don't know if you guys like hot or cold weather, but anyone that knows me knows I fucking hate the cold weather. It's awful, it's terrible, it shouldn't be around. Anyways, I actually have an interesting topic that I wanted to talk about today. It wasn't what I originally wanted to talk about. So what I originally want to talk about will be next week. But today I want to talk about supplements and nutrition. So I recently saw a post from this person that I know on social media who was showing their message box of someone thanking them for recommending this certain type of fat burner type of supplement, this whatever the fuck pill. I don't really know what the hell it was. And they were pretty much praising him. Oh, thank you so much for letting me know about this. It's actually helped a lot. Blah 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 blah. All this crap. Whatever. So I have a little problem with this. And I actually reached out to the person. I said, sorry, I don't think that's how this works. I don't think you should really be promoting the fact that a supplement can quote replace a proper diet, because it can't, you know. And like we didn't argue or anything. I just kind of gave them my opinion on the matter. They gave me a little bit of feedback from there, and whatever, it was all cool. But I just wanted to talk about that because I feel like it's a very easy road to kind of get lost on when it comes to health and fitness, and that is, you know, depending on these supplements, going on to social media and seeing all these different pills and powders being basically shoved down your fucking eye holes every 2 seconds, every time you turn on the computer, every time you turn on the television, every time you go onto any sort of website. All you fucking see is either commercials or advertisements for different supplements, different weight loss plans, different this, different that. And 99.99999% of it is a total scam or just some fucking bullshit that might give you, you know, quote, quick results, but you're not actually going to be healthy. You're just going to, you know, maybe lose a few pounds and then, well, 6 months later, you'll go back to it. So the point is, it doesn't matter what they claim a supplement has in it. You know, it could be the healthiest fucking supplement on earth. It could be, you know, have all the vitamins, all the nutrients, blah, blah, blah. You will never, ever be able to replace proper nutrition with just a pill or a powder. Same thing goes for proper training. You're never gonna pack on, you know, the muscle you want. Excuse me. You're never going to pack on the muscle you want or get as shredded as you'd like simply by taking a pill or a powder. That's just not how it works. Don't you think if that's how it would work, everyone would do it? Why are 70% of our country obese and overweight? Obviously, it's not that easy. Obviously, it takes hard fucking work. It's dedication. Fitness is life. Fitness is a lifestyle. It's not just, oh, I went to the gym today, so I can go and eat whatever the fuck, and I'm going to take this supplement. No. Everything that you do should revolve around health and fitness. It's all about longevity, and fitness is longevity. It's about living longer and healthier and stronger. You know, you see a lot of older people walking around, they're fucking decrepit. They got they're hunched over like a motherfucker. They can barely move. They can't. I mean, it's like they're barely able to function. And what are they, 70, 80 years old maybe? That's ridiculous. And that kind of thing happens because people do not take their nutrition and their training seriously. They think they can just take it the easy way out or just, you know, live their life as an unhealthy human and expect to live long and well. And that's just not the reality of it. Not even close. You know, and all these supplements that are advertised, you know, hydroxycut, hydroxy shit, whatever the fuck, all these different pills that you see on every advertisement, and even like I said, these supplements that are, you know, supposedly good for you, even they will still never do the job of proper eating, proper training, proper sleep, proper water, you know. All these things work together. I often tell the people that I work with at my job, you know, it's not only about what you do here with me. You can come see me, you know, fucking 5 hours a day, every single day, right? Let's say you did that. Well, that's just a tiny fraction of your week. There's 24 hours in a day. So what are you going to do the other 19, you know? What are you going to do the rest of the week? What are you going to do on that Saturday and Sunday when you don't see me at the gym? Are you just going to sit around? Are you going to just take some fucking pill because the bottle says it's going to help you lose weight? No. No, you're going to get off your fucking ass. You're going to get yourself either to a gym or to your yoga mat or to a bicycle or to whatever the fuck you enjoy doing and whatever the fuck you can stay consistent with in order to continue on your healthy, longer lifestyle. And are you just gonna, you know, okay, I'm not going to the gym today, so I'm just gonna eat like an asshole. No, why? If you're not going to the gym on a day, if it's like your recovery day, you should be even more inclined to eat well because, you know, you're not gonna be getting that extra, those extra calories burnt out in the gym. So you should think even more like, wow, you know what, I'm not gonna go work out. I'm not gonna go bust my ass in the gym. So maybe I should focus a little harder on my eating. Focus a little harder on getting those vegetables in, those fruits, and not eating so much processed shit, you know? I pretty much preach the same type of message every week, even though it all relates to these different subjects, these different topics. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to the same shit. It all comes down to, are you gonna man or woman up and do the fucking work and be disciplined? Or are you just gonna say, oh, I'll take a supplement, or oh, I'll just, you know, try to work out extra hard that day so I can then go home and eat like a piece of shit? Nah, that's not the way it is. That's not going to give you results. That's not going to allow you to live a longer, healthier life. Not even close. As I always say, we need to start from the basics, from the fundamentals. Learn how to fucking eat. Learn about nutrition. When I was having this little tiny back and forth with this person that was posting that shit, they said, oh, well, you know, some people just don't know how to get their nutrition down, and, you know, if it makes them happy to feel that extra energy, then so be it. And this kind of, honestly, it kind of fucking pissed me off a little bit. I wasn't trying to get into this argument with this person because, honestly, I don't give a shit. Their life is not my problem. But it kind of irritated me, like, you're out here promoting some bullshit-ass pill, which apparently gives you energy and can help you, you know, but you're not going to be preaching and promoting proper lifestyle changes, proper nutrition, proper training, proper sleep, proper water, proper habits. Habits, that's what it's about. It's about creating and building new good habits while getting rid of your old shit habits. We all have habits. We all do things because usually out of force of habit. Like, we don't even realize most of the shit that we do in our daily life, it's because we're so used to it. Break those habits. It's probably a huge habit of yours while you're sitting and chilling watching television to grab a bag of chips. Break that fucking habit. Grab a bottle of water. Or just don't fucking grab anything. You don't have to stuff face every 2 seconds. You're allowed to chill with that, you know? Let's get down to the basics, people. Let's call it quits on these fucking supplements. I don't care what kind of vitamins and minerals it talks about. I don't care what kind of protein supplement. If you're not eating real food, you know, that shit that you cook, food, it's not worth nothing. It's not worth shit. Eat real food. Go train your ass off. Sleep well. Drink a lot of water. We're made of water. We need water. Stop drinking all these sodas and all these fucking pre-workout drinks and all these energy shit. It's gross. It's fucking gross. I see so many people every single day walking around with these fucking Bang Energies and Rain Energy drinks. It is disgusting. It is so fucking nasty. All I see every day, so many fucking colors and chemicals and all this fucking shit. Super creatine, whatever the fuck. I don't even know what the hell all of that shit is. It's bullshit, it's nonsense, and it's garbage. Stick to the fundamentals. Stick to the basics. I'm going to keep saying this. I don't care if I have one person listening or 1,000. I'm going to say the same shit every time. I'm going to preach the same shit. I'm going to preach the fundamentals, the basics, because people don't know the basics. People are so far gone from the fundamentals and the basics. All people see out there are these fancy programs and these fancy fucking diet plans and these fancy fucking supplements with all this goddamn fancy marketing, and it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. That's what it is. You have to see past the bullshit. You have to see that it's about eating right, sleeping right, drinking water, training. When I say training also, I don't mean you have to go lift weights. Training can be many things. Training is different for everyone. To me personally, my training is to go into the gym and lift weights because that's what I love to do. I absolutely love lifting weights. It's something that I look forward to every single day. I love going to the gym lifting weights, and that is my training. But that doesn't have to be your training. Your training can be as simple as going for a walk. It doesn't matter. It all depends on where you're at, where you want to be also, you know. Not everyone likes lifting weights. Fine. Excuse me. You don't have to do that. But you do have to stay active if you want to live longer and healthier. You can't just sit around and expect your body to be good, because that's just not the way it is. Anyways, I'm kind of getting myself a little pissed off from this little rant here. Anyways, yeah, I appreciate everyone that's been listening to these episodes weekly. Again, this is my 20th episode, and I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. Whether I have one person listening, or 20, or 10, or 1,000, I really don't give a shit. I will continue to make these as long as I have topics to discuss. And I really do appreciate everyone that does listen to it. So if you ever have questions or you ever have topics that you want me to cover, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram. That is MikeLifts23. And yeah, peace out, guys. Have a good week.